Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And this hour, we're going to feature the winner of our contest that we ran last month, guest host an hour of the Phil Hendry Show. And you remember we had auditions, had some people send in audition tapes. And we got a winner. His name is Dave Oliva. He lives in Monterey Park. And Dave, I want you to come on in here. Now, you got some material prepared?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come on in here and have a seat. And David, where are you from?
I come from Monterey Park, California.
You're from Monterey Park?
Yes, sir.
And you're going to be guest hosting our hour. You have some topics. I'm not going to ask you what it is, okay? But you need to be prepared to do a monologue and to get into it. And congratulations. How old are you, Dave?
Yes, sir. I'm 20 years of age.
And what do you do?
Right now, I have my own auto detailing business. I have a daughter. She's 6 months old. I'm going to L.A. Pierce College, studying law enforcement.
What do you eventually want to become?
Eventually want to be a member of LAPD. I want to be a police officer.
A police officer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're ready to go. You know what the phone number is. Why don't you give a test number there? It's Dave Oliva filling in for Phil Hendry.
Okay, this is Dave Oliva. I'm filling in on the Phil Hendry Show, and the number is 1-800-449-8686, and give me a call.
Sounds good, buddy. Good luck. I'm going to be sitting over here. I'm going to be enjoying listening to you do your hour of win an hour of guest hosting on the Phil Hendry Show, and congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Phil. I also want to thank you for the opportunity. I do listen to your program a lot, and I like your program a lot.
Thank you. I'll be right over here, bud.
Okay. Anyway, my name is Dave Oliva, and I'm guest hosting on the Phil Hendry Show here for the next 60 minutes. I want to hear from you on what you think about what I'm going to talk about tonight. And what I want to say is I wanted to do something unusual, you know, that nobody has ever done on the radio before, and just kind of like, I don't know, you know, do like a different thing. So I wanted to take this time on the Phil Hendry Show. I wanted to say, because I've been following the events in Miami, Florida, for a long time, and what's going on with Ilian Gonzalez, I want to say that I think Marius Lacius Gonzalez, I want to say to you, if you're listening right now, because I know the program airs in the Miami area, I want to say that I would like very much to meet you and to take you out and to get to know you, because I have seen you on the news, and I know that you're in a great deal of pain. I think that you are a very attractive woman, and I also know that you and I could probably, you know, get together. I realize this is a very unusual thing for me to say, but I think that Marius Lacius Gonzalez, when she was crying for her nephew, or her cousin, I should say, shows the love and the depth of love and caring that she has for the child. And when I saw her, I have to tell you something. My heart just kind of opened up, you know, and I went, you know, she's really nice. She's extra pretty, you know, and she looks like a woman of passion. I would like to say, Mary Iglesias, if you're listening right now, that I am Mexican-American, and I know that there are differences between our cultures. But I will tell you that I am okay, and I don't want to, I know this is going to come out sounding kind of funny, but I want to say that I'm okay with a woman who has a big butt. The reason why I say that, and I know a lot of people are laughing right now, Cuban women and Puerto Rican women are known all over the world for the huge butts that they have. And that's okay with me, because I'm Mexican-American. And one thing you have to understand, Mexican-American women and Mexican women have flat butts or no butts. They have, like, Indian chick butts. I don't know how to, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Hendry?
Yeah, you dug this hole for yourself, man, so.
Well, I mean.
Are you trying to be funny?
No, sir, no, I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean.
See, you can't look over here and talk to me, okay?
Yes, sir.
You have to just do it. You're doing a good job. I find this very interesting. So just keep going. So Marius Lacius Gonzalez, you really are attracted to her?
Yes, sir. I very much am.
All right, go ahead.
Well, what I was saying was that Mexican-American women are known not to have very round or fine butts. You know, they do have, Mexican-American women are known to have nice chests, you know. I mean, they've got, like, they got it going on, you know, the sweater Hogan's, whatever. But, the Hogan's are one thing. But when we're talking about back, Cuban women, Puerto Rican women have the biggest, most round, best butts probably going. I mean, I can't think of no chick that does. And Maris Lesias, I have never seen you. I know that you're very beautiful. I have seen pictures of you. I know that you are Cuban. Most likely you do have a large backyard. I don't know. I would be willing to guess that you do. And I don't want to, I want you to know that it's not the only reason why I want to meet you. But I'm saying to you, I am one Mexican-American man that appreciate, I'm one man that appreciates a woman's big, you know, fat butt on her. And them Cuban women and Puerto Rican women in Miami, they tell me the butts down there, man, I mean, they don't end, man. They just keep going and going like an Energizer bunny, you know. Puerto Rican butt just goes and goes and goes, and it don't never stop, you know. Okay. I do very much wish to meet Marius Lesias Gonzalez and to be her man. I would like to, and I mean this very seriously, I would like to bring you to L.A. away from Miami. I would like to tell you a little bit about myself, Marius Lesias. I'm 5'10". I'm 190 pounds. I work out. I can bench 220. I do have my own auto detailing business. Right now, I have an apartment in Monterey Park, but I will be moving to Pasadena very soon. Pasadena is a very nice place. I mean, it's a nice area of Los Angeles. And now comes the best part, for which I want to thank God. In nome del Padre, Spirito, Spirito Sancti, amen. I am very, very grateful to our Lord. The very best part, Maris Lesias, I have a midnight blue black vinyl top, 1971, El Camino. My license plate says Suavecito, S-U-A-V-C-T-O, Suavecito. Because I am suave, I have Dice, Crown Royal Air Freshener. I've got Tell Her She's Lovely and Mambo Number 5 written on the rear window. And I would love to have Marius Lesias drive in my ride with me and be my woman. I don't think you look funny when you cry. I know a lot of people said that you do look funny. I know your pain, baby. And now comes the part that I know you're going to ask me about. Do I have a girlfriend? Do I have a wife? I'm not going to lie to you. I do have a girlfriend that I live with, and we have a six-month-old baby together. But when you fall in love, I mean, how are you going to not be in love? I'm in love with both of you. Yeah, okay. But you know what I mean when I say that I love you. My girlfriend, she's Mexican, but it's a Latin thing, and you know what I'm putting down. You know what I'm saying. I know that you will probably not call me. I know you probably think I am crazy, but I do love you, and I do see your pain. And I know you think that maybe I'm crude for asking about how big Puerto Rican women or Cuban women's butts are, but I'm just saying that if you do have a big butt, it's not going to put me off at all. That's okay with me. I mean, it would be nice if you would show it on TV the next time. I don't know if there's going to be another time when the police will want to come to your house or whatever. I don't, maybe your uncle get arrested for something. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't mean to be disrespectful. But if you're going to be on TV, please don't cry. Maybe turn around. Let's check it out, you know. Let's see what's going on, you know. Like, turn around and just show, before you start to cry, just say, and check this out, huh? Suavecito, eh? You know, check out my backyard, man. Want to plant a tree? You know what I'm talking about? Okay, I'm kind of nervous because I've never hosted a talk show before. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. My name is Dave Oliva. I'm filling in on the Phil Hendry Show. And now I'm going to go to Temecula on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm a Chicana.
Yeah, all right.
I'm 29 years old, and I have a very fine ass. What I find to have wrong with Mexican-American men is that they usually have a big old flabby ass, and well, that they have a big old beer belly to go with it.
But you know what? You know what?
No.
That's not really where it's at when you talk about men and women together, okay? Hey, I'm not saying that your ass is not good, okay? I'm saying Cuban women and Puerto Rican women are known all over the world for having the big asses, you know? So you say you got a fine ass, that just means you got a little tiny flat ass. You know what I'm
saying?
No,
I don't think so. I think what you want is somebody to compensate for your big old flat ass and your big old beer belly from eating too many frijoles and drinking too many cervezas.
You can't offend me, okay? Because men are not known to be good looking. That's not what. That's not our job.
That's true. I agree with you there.
That's not our job.
And man, that's why I'm married to a white man.
Well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. They told me I said a wrong word. Okay, can I say that? Is it okay for me to say? You don't think so? Well, then why didn't you dump it the first time? Oh, you did? Okay. All right, I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. My name is Dave Oliva, 1-800-449-8686. I would very much like to meet Marius Lesias Gonzalez. I am a Mexican man, but I do like Puerto Rican women, and that's all I want to say. I know she's got a big ass. I'd like to meet her. 1-800-449-8686. This is Dave Oliva. I'm filling in on the Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I have a guest host in here this evening. His name is Dave, and he has called. He's won a contest, actually, guest host on the Phil Henry Show for an hour that we conducted last month. People wrote in and told us what they would do if they were on the Phil Henry Show. And Dave, you won. Although this wasn't the topic that you picked. The topic you had picked when you wrote us the essay had to do with immigration, but you changed it at the last minute, huh?
Yes, I did, because I called up your producer. He said that it was okay if I felt moved, you know, to do something different.
Okay, that's fine. So go ahead, Dave.
Right. So anyway, you heard Phil give the number. My name is Dave Oliva, 1-800-449-8686. I am saying that I, as a personal, I mean, I don't know, you know, if I'm not, like, saying it right, but I just want to say that I think Marius Lesias Gonzalez is a very beautiful woman, and I don't laugh at you when you are crying. I feel your pain. I would love to meet you. And I'm being honest with you, you know, when I say that Cuban women and Puerto Rican women, man, they have got such nice butts on them that I want to cry a lot of times, because being Mexican-American, you don't see that kind of butt going down around in Los Angeles, okay, which is where I live right now, currently. I say I'd like to bring Marius Lesias Gonzalez to L.A. just to get a good-looking ass out here, you know, just one time, okay. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Okay, Miami, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Dave, is this Dave I'm talking to?
This is Dave Oliver, right?
Dave, I think you're making a fool of yourself, Dave. I mean, you got this kind of exposure here, and you're talking about the girl's big butt, you know? Besides, I don't think she, I mean, even if she was listening to you, I don't think she would ever call.
Maybe not. I mean, all you can do is, you know, express what's in your heart.
No, no, I agree, but you're not expressing. How can you be in love with somebody you don't even know? Come on.
Well, I'll tell you, because I've seen her on TV, okay, and she was feeling a lot of pain, you know, when they took her boy. And I felt her pain. Everybody made fun of her, you know?
No, people don't make fun of her, but I think
everybody out in L.A. did. Everybody seen her picture on TV.
Come on, you're saying...
They were laughing at her, man. They were saying, look at that bitch crying on TV. She don't know what's going on. She don't know what time it is, and whatever. And I said, hey, you know, she's sad because...
But on the other hand, you're saying the next time she gets on TV... Turn around so you can check her butt. Come on, I mean.
Well, hey, man, what's wrong? You're down in Miami, man. Have you checked out her backside yet or what?
No, I haven't, because, you know, I haven't had an opportunity to see her in, you know, in real life.
No, but
life,
I mean on TV. Don't they have her on TV down in Miami?
Yeah, all the time. But, you know, to tell the truth, her butt was the least interesting thing. You walk around here, those butts are everywhere, so you don't need to look, you know, at the TV, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, I hear you, man. I mean, you are so lucky to live down there, you know, because you do have a lot of Caribbean women, right?
But my point, the point I was trying to make is that you got a great opportunity to talk about something, maybe just a tiny bit, you know, maybe deeper, more important than more.
Well,
you know,
I mean, what's more important than love?
And you're talking about the girl's butt.
No, but what's more important than love, okay? I mean, I would
but
love
you
to.
You don't love her. Come on. You don't love her.
I would like to. I would like to at least sit down and have a cup of coffee with her or something, you know, or maybe take her for a beer and say, hey, you know something? I mean, you're sad and everything. Yeah, it would be nice to see her butt. Okay, you got me there. I'm not saying I wouldn't want to remove her pants, but also say to her that I care about the things and the issues you care about while I'm taking her pants off, you know?
Yeah, but what does the butt have to do with anything, you know?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Come on,
no,
man.
I'm just saying, I mean, you see, if you wanted to talk about the alien issue or
right,
whatever.
That's right.
I think that would be interesting. But,
right.
You know, do you think, how many calls besides mine you think you're going to generate talking about this girl's butt? I mean, isn't that what the talk show is all about? Supposedly you talk about an issue, generate some calls to get people to stimulate people to call.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So how many people you think you're going to stimulate tonight talking about this girl's butt?
I don't know. I guess I didn't think about it, you know. I just thought that she was very lovely, and, you know, I wanted to talk about her, that's all. I mean, I'm sorry,
okay,
you know. I mean,
cool.
I don't want to.
What's your next issue now?
I mean, I hope to stimulate her butt, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? See, that's what I'm talking about, man. But I guess, no, you make a good point, man. I don't know, maybe I'm being stupid. I don't know. San Diego, hello. This is Dave Oliver filling in on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. San Diego, hello.
Hello.
Oh, you have your radio turned up, ma'am?
Do I what?
You have your radio all turned up. You're supposed to turn it down, man.
Okay, I got it down. I was listening to you doing something else. What is your show about?
Well, tonight my show is about Maris Lacius Gonzalez, who is the girl that was crying on TV in Miami. Did you see her on TV in Miami?
No, I didn't, but I did hear your comments about it.
Well,
where do you come from?
I come from Monterey Park.
Maureen Park. Okay. Do you have any brains whatsoever?
What's the matter with you, man? What's the matter with you?
Why are you talking so degrading about women?
I'm not talking degrading about women.
Do you think men are so stupid
that
do is think about the same stuff you're thinking of?
I'm saying that the Cuban and Puerto Rican women have got nice-looking butts on them.
Well, they do. Do you have to talk about it?
What's wrong with that, man?
Where are you from?
What?
What planet are you from?
Baby. Hey, I've come from the planet Earth, baby.
Yeah, from the Earth. Yeah, I can see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, from the Earth.
I don't know why this radio station chose you to be
A
spokesman.
You know why?
But you know what?
Because
it must be the radio.
I think you must be Mexican. You must be Mexican, right?
I am.
Yeah, and you know why you're pissed off? Because you've got a flat butt and you don't have no good-looking butt. Yeah, you go ahead and laugh with your flat butt and everything, man.
You
laugh
your,
you know what? You don't have to laugh your butt off because there ain't no butt to laugh off.
Someday,
but the Puerto Rican women,
you realize,
and the Cuban women,
idiot.
Truth hurts, don't it, lady? The truth hurts, lady.
Oh, really?
The truth hurts.
You know what?
Flat butt.
I am so sorry.
Flat butt.
Put you on.
Truth hurts.
Well,
the truth hurts, man.
You know, the only one is talking over there.
Hey, man.
You're talking about something.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
About what, man? I'm talking about.
Oh no, you know what I'm talking about.
Your flat butt.
Oh, really?
You just wish you had the ass that Maris Lacius Gonzalez had so that a man would want your big butt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you do, don't you? You do, don't you?
You know what?
Forget it, man.
Okay
I got to take a break, man. On the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Dave Oliva is a listener of ours who won a guest host an hour of the Phil Henry Show competition that we had last month, and he won and is guest hosting for this final hour of our show, and he's not here. So is he coming in? Here he comes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
Okay, where were you?
I was down in my car just getting some more material for...
Jesus, what is that?
What?
Well, what is that smell? Oh, man. Is that you, Craig?
No,
Wait. Oh, you did, huh?
No, I just... I was very tense, and...
Well, what I'm smelling is dope. Were you downstairs smoking dope?
Oh, I blasted just a spliff down in my ride. I mean...
You blasted up one spliff in your ride? What, during the break?
Yes, I did. And you know something, Mr. Henry? I don't think that I should be persecuted on account of that because I heard you on your program say that smoking the weed is like, you know, you want to get into it and everything.
All right, I said that, but I don't get high when I work, and I... Man, I can smell it all over you, okay?
I just blasted a spliff, and, you know, I just needed a chill. I mean, I was very nervous. I don't know how you do it, you know?
I can understand that. I can understand you're nervous, but... Who did you walk by in the hallway?
Oh, I went by Dr. Laura, and that scared the crap out of me, man.
You walked by Dr. Laura reeking of dope. Oh, that's great. That's just great.
Well, I'm sorry, man. I mean...
That's great. He walked by Dr. Laura in the hallway, and he smells like 5 ounces of prime dope. Man. You walked right by her in the hall?
I mean...
All right, I'm sorry. I don't want to make you paranoid. Go ahead. Just do the thing. It's going to be fine.
My name is Dave Oliva. I'm filling in on the Phil Henry Show, and I'm glad to be back with you. You know, I went down to my car during the break, and I smoked a little bit of weed, but that's only to, you know... I forgot the phone number now, man. I'm sorry.
1-800-449...
1-800-449...
8686.
1-800-449-8686?
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go to another phone call, I guess. Whatever.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Maris Lacius Gonzalez and how, man, she's got a back porch that, like, rocks, you know?
No, you're not talking. You don't know whether she's got a back porch that rocks because you haven't seen it.
Right. But I'm saying that because she's Cuban.
Because she's Cuban, she must have a big ass.
Yeah, and that's... I'm with that, you know.
Yeah, you're with it. All right, go ahead.
Okay, 1-800...
Here.
1-800-449-8686. I'm sorry, man. Hello, Gainesville. You're on with Dave Oliva. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Oliva, and hi, Phil. I'm calling because, you know, you're supposed to be in love with this Marilicious, but how can you be in love with her talking about her butt? You say that you embarrass her. You know, you are humiliating her. You're sitting here feeling sorry
for her. Can I ask the caller to turn her radio down? Could you turn your radio down, ma'am, please?
Yeah, can you turn the radio down, please?
Yeah, you got to turn the radio down, ma'am, before you call up.
Bonnie, turn it down. Bonnie, turn it down. Bonnie, turn down the radio. Okay,
you got to turn the radio down before you call up the broadcast station, okay?
All right. Well, you know, anyhow, you're sitting here saying you love this woman.
Yeah,
and
I do.
And the bottom line is, how can you love her and talk about her butt and humiliate her? You're humiliating her as much as
no.
the people who made her cry about her big butt because you're calling her a big butt.
No, because...
I have a big ass.
Beautiful,
know?
Man. That's beautiful.
And I can't believe that you would humiliate her like that.
Why is that humiliating? This lady's tripping out on me.
You're
tripping out.
No, it's a fact.
No,
if
man.
I were her, I would never talk to you. I would never talk to you. You are humiliating her as much as the people that made her cry.
You're blowing me away. You're taking me too far out.
No, that's a fact of life. You are humiliating her on national
you
radio.
You have to deal with the caller, Dave.
No, she's blowing me away.
You know, you are humiliating
you deal with
her
it.
On national radio. That is worse than the people on TV that made her cry. You are as guilty
step
as
step off,
are.
Baby. I mean, you're tripping me out.
So
you know,
how can you say
step
that
off.
You love her? How can you say you love her? You don't even know her, and you're talking about her butt, a big butt. I can't believe it. I'm appalled.
Well,
I have a big butt, you know? All women should be proud of how they're built and how they are, but you just degrade all women. and you degrade
no,
her in front of
said
the
that...
people that made her cry. I bet you, if
no.
you heard you right now, you are making her cry.
No, because I
and,
said
and
that
you
I
have
love.
A warped sense of love.
I love her
How
because
can you
I
say
see.
You love her?
I love her because I saw that people made her cry after they took her boy, and also that she her butt's probably fine.
Oh my God! You know? It wasn't even her boy. They returned him to the father and to a half brother where he belongs.
What's wrong with saying to a woman, "I would bury my face
She's
in your
got,
cheeks"?
You know,
and then, okay, wait a second. Hold on, ma'am. Could you hold on for a minute?
Sure.
Dave, come here for a minute.
What?
You're stoned. You don't know what you're saying, do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then watch what you say about burying your face.
What did I do?
If you're stoned, ma'am?
Yes.
He's stoned. Hold on for a minute.
Okay.
I just said this lady's tripping me out, okay? She's taking me too far out.
Get in there, will you?
Okay, I apologize, ma'am. I'm sorry if I offended you.
Oh, you didn't offend me. You're offending Mary Alicia. I mean, she's going through enough, and you sit here and say you love her and say that she's got a big butt. You know, you're judging all women.
You got a big butt on you?
I have a big butt. I have a nice big backyard, and I'm proud of it.
Does your husband, like,
husband loves my big backyard.
Rest his head on it like a pillow or something?
Oh, yes, he does. But yeah. What business is that of yours? You're wishing for something you don't have, and you are humiliating her.
I would love to rest my head on a cute... I'd love to rest my head on some Puerto Rican cheek. No doubt about it.
You're humiliating her. You're sitting here saying, feel sorry for her because she's crying
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, because they made her cry.
You're humiliating her as much by calling her a big butt.
I'm 5'10". I weigh 190 pounds. I work out.
Well, you would run from you because you got a heart of 10.
And I can bench 220.
I don't care, and you got a heart of 10. It's empty.
What about my El Camino?
I don't care about your El Camino. It probably jumps up and down.
See that,
I don't
man?
Care,
you don't.
Your
you
heart
don't. You don't know about it. You don't know about it, man.
I know about
You're
plenty
tripping
about
me out.
Big ass, and I know that you are appalling. You are embarrassing her as much as the people that made her cry.
Take another call.
What?
Okay.
Take another call, ma'am. Thank you. He's taking another call.
All right. Thank you. He's a retard.
Okay, she's tripping me out. I don't know what to say about that, man. Phil, it's getting hot in here, man. Can you open
a window for this guy? He's taking me too far out.
Okay, here's Hollywood. Hello, you're on. I'm Dave Oliva filling in on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, my God, Phil, you got to get this guy out the air. He's so horrible. He talks about some stupid El Camino with, like, Mambo number 5 on the back. I cannot believe and big bats and stuff like that. He's a pig.
I'm a pig. I love Cuban and Puerto Rican women, too.
They don't love you. What are you?
How do you know? I would like to meet Maris Lacius Gonzalez.
You sound like a stalker. I don't think she would ever want to meet somebody like you. That's why we don't like Latin men, because they talk like this. They talk about big bats. And they're so chauvinistic, and that's why we date American men.
No, you don't date no American man, because they got little tiny ones, okay?
Oh, but they know how to treat a woman. You're
trash. You know what? I'm not saying nothing bad. I'm saying if you got a big butt, I appreciate that. American men, they don't like chicks with big ass. They go for them 12-year-old boy-style butts, you know?
You talk this whole hour about Mary Alicia's and how you want to meet her. This whole hour.
I would love to meet her and give her a ride in my El Camino.
El Caminos are stupid. I can't even believe that you're talking about that. Like, it sounds like BMW or something.
Hey, wait a second. And God forgive her for what she has said. I have a 1971 midnight blue El Camino, and you're telling me it's stupid?
I would never drive in your stupid El Camino.
You should ask God to forgive you.
You thought they're stuck. What is it, lowered too?
What?
Is it lowered down to the ground too?
Naturally.
Oh, it's so ugly and big old fat wheels, huh?
Yeah, it's legal, it's street legal.
Do you got, like, the blue horns on the front, on the hood?
I got tell her she's lovely and Mambo number 5 on the rear window.
You are so ridiculous. You need to go to one of those ranchero bars and pick up some slut, because there's no way you're going to get a lady like Mary Alicia's.
How do you know about her? You don't even know Mary Alicia's. I know her. In my heart, I know her. In my dreams, I have seen her in my dreams. I've seen her.
You sound like a stalker. She better get a restraining order against
you. What?
But
because I'm a man who is not going to laugh at her when she cries, I will feel her pain like you probably laughed at her when you seen her cry.
So?
Okay, I feel her pain, okay?
I don't want to date her. You do. You sound like a pig. You are disgusting, and you put such a shame on the Latin men of this world.
You know what? I can see her big rear end lowering itself down. What?
I can't believe...
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with you? I can't believe you're on the through this crap.
No, I'm talking about love. Children should know of love. They should know about love. And
there's
I love.
No love there. You don't love her.
Yes,
you're
I do love
psycho.
Her. What? I'm psycho.
You're loco de la cabeza. You're crazy. I cannot believe you.
I love her. I love her big ass. I will take both of them to my El Camino, and we'll drive to L.A.
And what you gonna do in L.A.? What you gonna do in L.A. with a stupid ass El Camino?
I'm gonna lay down one fine hot Sunday afternoon and watch her lower her big butt down to the face area.
Ah!
Then, all right, hold on for a minute.
Don't you be dissing my ride either, okay?
Midnight blew my ass.
Yeah, don't be dissing my ride. What do you drive around?
Ass ride. Nobody's gonna get in that car.
What'd you come up from Mexico in?
Probably a truck. I'm not from Mexico.
Hey, baby, my ride is suave.
I am from Cuba, you asshole. I can't believe that you're talking this way about people.
She lost Ileana, and I have a son that she could take care of too. My kid's a pain in the ass. Okay.
Don't you live with a girl?
I do. I live with my girlfriend.
Want this other woman and you got a 6-month-old baby. I heard you earlier.
What about it?
What? And you're stoned. You're disgusting. Are you even married to this woman? Or you just have babies all over the place? What, are you on
not
welfare?
Yet. Not yet.
You're on welfare, aren't you, you pig?
I'm not on welfare. I got my own auto detailing business, bitch.
Do you auto detail that midnight blue El Camino?
What? Don't diss my ride, bitch. I tell you right now, do not diss my ride.
If I see that car with the Mambo number 5, I'm going to scratch it.
Hey, baby, you don't know what it's like to be high on a good bud, do you?
I don't do drugs. I never done drugs.
That's what will loosen your ass up, too. Hey, Phil, hand me that 40 ounce.
Phil, I can't believe you're letting this guy drink. That is so disgusting.
That's the chronic stuff, man. I've been smoking. I don't want that.
All right, I got to get him out of here. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-44. Give me the microphone back.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry here, and thanks a lot, Dave. Good guy. Wants to be LAPD, and he's downstairs smoking dope during the commercial break. So that's, what did he call that? A bunt? A blunt? He's down smoking a blunt. Because he was nervous. All I know is the guy came bounding up the steps, and he comes wheeling in here, and I'm like, oh, man. Dude. He just reeked of the stuff. And then that first woman calls up, and he's waving to me like she's tripping him out, and he doesn't want to talk to her. He's just, please, Mr. Henry, get me away from this caller. She's tripping me out. And, of course, you can listen tomorrow for that Cuban lady. She'll be part of our flashback tomorrow on the Phil Henry Show. A thank you to people who have supported our My Friend's Place effort. The Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism Is Need, is on sale on our website, philhenryshow.com, and you can pick up a copy of that. And all of the proceeds go to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And it's $23.50 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD. And it goes to My Friend's Place. These guys work real hard and have worked for a long time in helping, kids straighten out their lives. Don't forget, in a week, well, next Sunday, not in a week, but on Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern and Pacific, Futurama, I'll be guest starring in a episode of Futurama. And we just got done cutting another one, which ought to be on the air maybe next fall. So that's a lot of fun, and my thanks and my prayers go out to, everybody associated with that show. I love you guys. I hope they keep you on the air. It's a great show. I'm sorry that Fox is jacking you all over the schedule, too, you know? Seriously, you know what? The only shows that they got over there are the animated ones, and they keep jacking those shows all over the schedule to try to prop up what's left. By the way, Malcolm in the Middle is pretty funny. I was stoned when I watched that last night, too. Awesome. No, it wasn't on last night. It was on the night before, so I wasn't stoned. But anyway, that whole roller derby thing with the old man, beautiful. That's a funny show. What else they got on Fox? That's it. They don't have nothing else. X-Files sucks. It's a lift. It's a Twilight Zone lift. All right. Okay. It's pretty good. So you're telling me I got to get high and watch that too? Man, I got a lot of dope smoking to do between now and Sunday. You got any, Craig? By the way, Dave, wherever you are, man, here's some... Dave, wherever you are, here's some good old-fashioned low-riding music for you to, you know, low-ride home in. You can get a lowered El Camino and smoke your blunt.
With pictures and words, is this communicating the sound? That I've heard the growling voice then fading, and yes, my heart was beating, or was it just repeating?
Phil Henry.
Or
catch a plane to travel. My mind's not made of gravel.
The work wonders. It's like a
miracle. Yes.
It's dark there, they say, but that's just superstition. And in my last inspection, is this the right direction?
Judgment sunrise, I'm there.
Just slapping his dog instead of getting some nookie.